I'm going to do a terrific show today, and I'm going to help people because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
News Radio Pensacola. It's Pep Talk with your host, Jake Walker. I am Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me. Ah, oh, it's such a beautiful Tuesday morning. We just finished up The Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. I always love that show. We get so many texts and calls, so many listeners on that show, and everybody out there doing great work in their yards. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel Pep Talk with Jake Walker, Pensacola Expert Panel, PEP, Pep Talk. When we don't have a guest scheduled, I do this little thing called Pep Talk with Jake Walker. But we're here 9 to 11 a.m. weekdays here on News Radio Pensacola. We have the Pensacola Expert Panel. I interview business professionals, community leaders, nonprofit organizations, community advocates, people doing great work in our community, serving the people in our area, and just doing good work. And we love it. That's what we love to talk about here on the show. 437-1620. This is a call or text in show. I would love to talk to you. Even if it's off topic, on topic, I don't even know what the topic is. We're just going to get into it. So that's what we do. This is your show. It's all about Pensacola. And I want to hear from you. Let me know. 850-437-1620. Got lots of great events and fundraisers to talk about today. Let me see. What national day is it? Let's check out the calendar. It's National Forklift Safety Day. The big one. I've been waiting for that one. National Call Your Doctor Day. I was thinking about that this morning, actually, when I passed my doctor's office in Gulf Breeze coming up here in the morning. I thought, you know, I have missed my last six-month checkup because I was really, really busy. And but it's never you're never too busy to go talk to the doctor and get a checkup. At least get your blood work done. You can go visit ProHealth. In they have many, many locations. They're on the show a lot. So definitely go out, check out ProHealth if you don't want to go to a normal, you know, primary care provider situation. If you just want to get a checkup, if you just need a vaccination, if you just need a physical, anything like that, ProHealth can help you. Check out ProHealthFL.com for more information on that. National Talk to Your Doctor Day. When's the last time you went to the doctor? Think about it. It's also National Making Life Beautiful Day. I haven't really researched on what this is all about. National Making Life Beautiful Day is on June 11th. It dedicates a celebration to those who make life beautiful. Whether you're creating beauty by building relationships or helping others achieve personal success, your actions create a ripple effect. You are making life beautiful not just for yourself, but for those around you too. Beauty comes in many forms, from a kind word to a gentle soul. Those who lift up others and find strength in the sparest strands of hope bring beauty into this world. Some send messages in the form of bold art, while others roll up their sleeves in times of need. That's me. I'm an acts of service kind of guy. Those beautiful people, thank you, heal the wounded, ease the hearts of the weary, and empower others to be the best person they can be to make life so very beautiful. National Making Life Beautiful Day. I think we're all doing that today, except for one person who I'm going to mention. Not by name, because I don't know who it was, but I was driving over Three Mile Bridge this morning, the Chappie James, and there was a woman with her two young daughters in a car. They were from out of state, and I think they were cruising on over there to Bagelheads to get them some bagel sandwiches, and they were in the far left lane. I will go ahead and say this. They were in the far left lane on the bridge. They were only doing about 45 to 50 miles an hour, which is technically breaking the law. They were actually going faster than the speed limit of the bridge. But everybody who's driven on Three Mile Bridge, especially between the hours of 7 and 10 a.m. in the morning, know that people go a little fast on the bridge. Okay, so she was She was clogging up the left lane, all right? But nothing egregious. And maybe this woman cut somebody off. Maybe I didn't see the initial reaction, you know, just like in football. They call a foul on somebody who threw a punch, but they didn't see the guy that got punched kick the other dude before that, before he turned around. So I'm not sure. I don't have the whole story. I'm coming into this from not all of the information, but I just saw a gentleman and his girlfriend, young couple, in another car driving up next to the lady and her kids, and he was flipping her the bird and yelling at them and screaming, and I was all the way over in the right lane just having my moment of zen, just looking at the water and watching the birds just kind of float on the air like they do and just kind of glide across. It looks so cool. I was just having a great time, and I see this gentleman, I say that loosely, just screaming and flipping the bird to a young woman and her two young daughters. I mean, young, like 10 to 12 years old, maybe even younger. And I'm like, man, where's your class, man? Come on. Maybe she's going a little bit slow in the left lane. Maybe she cut you off. Maybe she was on her phone. I don't know. I don't know what she did. But, you know, come on, man. He didn't realize that it's National Making Life Beautiful Day. He was making life ugly. But when they were turning off into Bagelheads, the young lady and her two young children, they were pulling off into Bagelheads and they were laughing. So that's good. They didn't let it affect their day. And to the person in the other car, I mean, they're probably already out of state, hopefully going back to where they live, and they don't come back here spreading that. But, you know, it's like, just let it go, man. We've all been there. We've all cut people off accidentally. We've all had, you know, fender benders. We've all, you know, we've all gone too slow or too fast. I mean, we all do stuff. It's National Making Life Beautiful Day. 437-1620. What do you do to make your life beautiful? What has somebody done? Let's do that. I'll do that. That'll be our topic today. What has somebody done, or what do you do on a daily basis just to spread a little kindness, just to make the world a little bit more beautiful than it already is, just to fill somebody's day with a little bit of joy? The other day, I was checking out, I don't know, I think I was buying an iced tea and a bag of chips or something, and something just, I don't know, something just welled up inside me, and I just had this urge to say to the lady that was checking me out, I said, you know what, something great is going to happen to you today. I don't know why I just thought of that, but it was just, God just said, hey, this lady's going to have something really good. I think if you just put it out there, just let her know, just tell her. And so I did. I just had to say it. I was like, you know what? Something really awesome is going to happen to you today. And she said, you know, I'm so glad you said that, because I really needed to hear that. And she was apparently having a really, really rough day. And so, you know, that's how God works, in my opinion. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So what are you doing? 437-1620. Do you open doors for people? Do you help people with their groceries? Which I don't know if people do that anymore. And people might try to slap you, think you're trying to steal their groceries. The world has definitely changed, hasn't it? But let's get back to the way it used to be. Let's spread love and kindness. Let's do it. It's Pep Talk with Jake Walker, News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. We have an app you can download to your phone, and you can get customized news updates and alerts on that. And I'm telling you, our newsroom here is fantastic. They get news breaking sometimes before EAR, before Facebook, before Instagram, before concerned citizens of whatever. Sometimes our newsroom is on top of it. They get phone calls as stuff's happening. So don't go anywhere. Don't miss out. Always tune it here to News Radio Pensacola for the latest breaking news. We've got that app you can download. You can also go to newsradio923.com. You can listen live, or you can check out our podcasts. We post everything as a podcast on the website and on that app, so you can always catch up on what you missed. The number here, call or text, I'll put you right on the air, 850-437-1620. It's National Making Life Beautiful Day. It's also National German Chocolate Cake Day. Is that right? Yes. So that's making life more beautiful right there. Make a German chocolate cake and give it to a local DJ or a local radio talk show host that happens to be located at 7251 Plantation Road. I'm telling you, that would make life very beautiful. It's June 11th. What else we got going on? National Corn on the Cob Day. All right, well, now I know what I'm doing for dinner. Corn on the cob. All right. All right. 437-1620. Let me know what you do every day, or what somebody has done recently that just made your day better, that just brightened your life up a little bit, that made the world a little bit more beautiful. 437-1620. Somebody, real quick before we get to our first break, somebody said, I work in gas stations, and when I'm there, I always open doors for people, especially elderly people. Definitely respect your elders because they have gone through more than you, and they may have actually helped raise you. Well, it takes a village, and back in the day, it really took everybody. Somebody texted in, I try to promote peace by keeping my husband at home. Keep that guy at home. We don't want to have to deal with him out here. That's making life more beautiful. Oh, I'm sure he's okay. We kid. Somebody says, I open doors for people. I return carts. I say please and thank you. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Amen. And just show people respect, even if they don't show you the same respect. Clint said that. Clint, thank you so much for listening to the show. You know, if I say God bless you, or if I say, you know, have a blessed day, or if I open a door for somebody, or if I try to help them with something, if that makes them uncomfortable, if that's offensive, if that's, ooh, you know, get away from me, and, you know, if that's socially awkward, I get it. I feel for you. I'm sorry. But I'm not going to change. I'm going to keep saying thank you, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. You know, I'm going to keep doing that because that's how I was raised. That's how I feel the world should be, and that's how I want to be treated. And I'm not trying to offend anybody. If I try to help you with your groceries and you don't want me to, just back away, fine. I get it. Me and my wife were talking about this. I'll talk about this after the break. She had something very revealing about men and women that I really want to share with you. So don't go anywhere. This is going to be good. I might get your texts on this as well. I don't see anybody waiting out in the lobby. I think I've got a whole hour with you. This is great. How lucky are you? The world is so beautiful already just from this. It's Pep Talk with Jake Walker, 437-1620. Text me. Let me know what you do on a daily basis to make the world more beautiful. Or let me know some act of kindness that somebody did for you recently that really just brightened things up for you. We'll talk about that here on the show. I've got lots of great events and fundraisers coming up that I want to tell you about for A-Hope. We've got the Aces for Animals tennis mixer coming up. We've got all kinds of stuff. I'll get to that after a break. I've got to pay the bills, got to keep the lights on. But don't go anywhere. It's Pep Talk with Jake Walker. I'll be right back.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
It's hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more tomorrow at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio Pensacola, it's Pep Talk with your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me. If you love jazz fusion, which who doesn't, right? Check out Scott Henderson's Tribal Tech. Tribal Tech, that's what you're hearing right here. My wife calls it elevator music or waiting room music. But it's really funky and cool, and Scott Henderson's Tribal Tech, that's my little bumper spotlight. Bumpers are these little musical pieces that we play in and out of breaks, and I like to highlight those and let you know what we're listening to. Getting your text here, it's National Make the World Beautiful Day, is that right? Making Life Beautiful Day. And I've been asking what people do to make your life better and what you do for people to brighten up their day. I've been getting a lot of texts on this. We promote positive vibes daily with our local product called Breezy Sock Wind Sock. Okay. I will look those up. I don't know if I have ever heard of those. Breezy Sock. I hope that wasn't something bad that I just said on the air. At 72. Oh, what do we got? Oh, yeah. David?
Hey, Jake, yeah. Sorry to interrupt you, but just noticing here that they've come to a verdict on this Hunter Biden trial. We might want to run to Channel 3 for just a few minutes on that.
All right, let's do it. Have you got it, or do I need
it? Yeah, I've got it.
Okay,
right.
All right, sweet.
No other crimes committed. There's never been a case where someone has been prosecuted just for this particular crime with those set of facts.
And it sounds like they're doing some analysis, but seeing the graphics on the screen, it looks like they've reached some guilty verdicts on several counts for Hunter Biden.
The defendant, and that's exactly what happened here.
And Dan, just again for our audience, what do you gather this sentence could look like here?
I think it's likely that he will not be serving time for this. So I think that, you know, look, the judge will have a lot of discretion here. As Terry made clear, this is, you know, technically a very serious crime with very serious potential sentence.
Well, and again, it sounds like they've gone into analysis mode here. We missed the when they were announcing the actual verdicts, but it looks like guilty on all three counts that he was charged with. So we'll be getting more with Fox News here on our national updates. And back to you, Jake.
All right, cool. Well, I got to take a commercial break, but I kind of teased before the break there. I might try to get to this quickly, but my wife revealed some very startling information about men and women. I want to talk about that in a minute. Let me get to this real quick. Our texts, though, are coming in. I help homeless people by going to the dollar store and purchasing some items for snacks, stuff like that, and I'll give it to them a couple times a month or so. That's great. You know, I've always thought about rigging up, like, something in my truck with like 4 crock pots and just go to Aldi or somewhere like that and get some just big ribs or big pork tenderloins or something and just cook a bunch of them up. You know, that'll feed a lot of people. And just go somewhere, park, and start cutting that meat up and getting it out of the crock pot and serving it up. If you can do anything like that, do it. Make some sandwiches. Put them in a bag. Let me see here. We have a text. Shout out to my neighbor, Pip. He came over with a chainsaw and helped me get several large trees that had fallen in a recent storm out of the way. Best neighbor ever, Mr. Pip. I wonder if that's the same Pip I know. Pipkin. Maybe. I know he has a chainsaw and he loves to use it. All right. And all right. Somebody sent me a video for Breezy Socks. So they're getting some free advertisement here on the air because I've said it like five times. So successful. 437-1620. Got to get a quick commercial break and I'll be back with a very startling revelation from my wife. Don't go anywhere.
Attention homeowners. Are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional. Someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Join Jim Ireland from Forrest Jordan & Associates, The Generator Guys, Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home, information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home, and answer questions on how they work.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel Pep Talk with your host, Jake Walker. My wife the other day, we're about to get to a Fox News break, and we're going to talk about Hunter Biden, guilty on all three counts. My wife revealed to me that her and pretty much every female she knows, and she's pretty much thought this her whole life, women, when they meet a new man, whether it's just social or whatever, just when any time they get around a man that they don't know, they're instantly afraid. They're instantly scared of that man. And she's like, well, it's not like, you know, like a debilitating thing. It's just like a normal, I guess, reaction, a normal kind of defense mechanism for her as a woman. Every man she gets around, she automatically kind of puts her defenses up and gets like this, okay, are you a creep? Who are you? Like, they, it's kind of like a defense mechanism, and kind of made me sad a little bit. I'm like, oh man, I wonder if that's how like every woman that meets me when they come in to do the show and they're, you know, talking about something important and they meet me, are they thinking that about me? Are they automatically like, who's this creeper? I don't know. Do you experience that? Let me know. 437-1620. It's just very interesting. I'll be right back after this.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. The president's son, Hunter Biden, is found guilty of all charges at his federal gun trial in Delaware. Three felonies related to buying and owning a gun illegally because of his drug use. Fox's David Spunt.
Quite an extraordinary moment when the son of the sitting president of the United States was found guilty. It happened very quickly. Hunter Biden showed no emotion. He remained tense. He was looking still. He patted Abby Lowell on the back as if to thank him, even though this did not go their way.
Fox's Rich Edson, also outside the courthouse in Wilmington.
Maximum penalty here, 25 years in prison, $750,000 fine. But if Hunter is convicted, he would be a first-time nonviolent offender. And so those maximums are very, very unlikely.
Hunter Biden owned that gun for about 11 days in 2018. Again, convicted on all counts. This is a Fox News alert.
Good morning, 10:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. It is 83 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies. Another beautiful day here in Pensacola. Here in the next half an hour, the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office will be having that press conference regarding that murder-suicide in Garcon Point yesterday. So once we learn more about that, we'll see if we can carry that live potentially next hour. If not, we'll have that information as soon as it becomes available to us here in the newsroom. Attorneys for the News Journal, Jonathan Owens and Alex Arduini, are making their case to get lawsuits thrown out over the Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Bergosh's text messages.
Mr. Bergosh has made references in his own blog about the mounting costs of my client's legal expenses on his personal blog site ad nauseum. And I think it's very clear what's going on here, that the Escambia County Attorney's Office has been weaponized against these defendants to suppress them for their lawful use of that download.
And that from Owen's attorney during yesterday's hearing. Okaloosa County Judge Jonathan Schlechter does expect to issue a ruling on that case sometime in the near future. And good news for teachers. The governor says a record $1.25 billion is included for teacher salary increases in the new budget for the next fiscal year. That starts next month.
Since 2020, we've invested over $3 billion in teacher pay initiatives. The average minimum teacher salary is over $48,000. So that's up from about $39,000 5 years ago.
And he says that an increase of nearly $250 million over the current fiscal year's budget. He also says teacher pay has gone up by $4.6 billion total since 2020. The money in that next fiscal budget is, he says, to be used only to boost salaries for teachers. It's 10:33 at News Radio Pensacola. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We will have a beautiful sunny day today with mostly sunny skies, high near 92 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72. As we go into Wednesday, beautiful sunny weather continues, high near 91. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 75 degrees. For Thursday, 30% chance of rain and a high near 92. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got 83 degrees in Pensacola, 79 in Gulf Breeze, 83 in Milton. Your next news at 11. And breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
Murray with your money now. Warner Brothers Discovery's TNT Sports will be the exclusive broadcaster of the French Open in the U.S. beginning in 2025. Before this deal, the games were broadcast in the U.S. by NBC and the Tennis Channel. Warner Brothers Discovery has been upping the ante with sports offerings as the company continues negotiations to extend its partnerships with the NBA. Apple device users will soon be able to tap into buy now, pay later loans from Affirm for purchases. The move is a boost to Affirm and the buy now, pay later sector in general. When Apple introduced its own buy now, pay later product last year, investors were concerned that the tech giant would crowd out standalone providers like Affirm. But the fact that Apple decided to allow Affirm products into its ecosystems shows that the fintech company has something unique to offer. Stocks are mixed. The Dow Industrials down by 201. The NASDAQ up by 19. That's your money now.
Getting quality.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober.
Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Now it's time for Guitar Center Stage.
News Radio Pensacola. Pep Talk with your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me. 9 to 11 every weekday here on News Radio, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620 on the app. We've got website, newsradio923.com. You can listen live. There you heard Rhyme Stealer by Sugar Ray. If you know about the band Sugar Ray, if you don't know much about them, you probably know their happy little beachy vibe songs and love songs and things like that, and these catchy little hooks and stuff. But before those songs were really mainstream, Sugar Ray rocked, man. I'm telling you, that first record of theirs, it's called Lemonade and Brownies. Go check it out. All right, getting back to the show here. If you haven't heard, Hunter Biden could face some prison time, which he probably won't, and fines, which he might not ever pay. And all of this was for what? I don't know. But Hunter Biden caught guilty on all three counts. We might have to break to some stuff here in a little bit, but I'm just going to go ahead and try to get to all my current events. It's Pep Talk with Jake Walker, 437-1620. Let me know what you do to make life a little more beautiful. It's National Make Life Beautiful Day. People helping out the homeless, helping out people in need, doing all kinds of great work. That's what we love to talk about here on the show. I want to let you know about Aces for Animals. This is coming up with our friends at A-Hope in Milton. If you don't know about A-Hope, they provide foster homes for lots and lots of our furry friends, and they stay in the foster homes until they're ready to be adopted. They do spay and neuter services. They do all kinds of great stuff to help control our pet population. They've got a spay and neuter clinic coming to Milton soon. It's being built right now. It's going to be very exciting. They have a tennis mixer to help support this. This is called the Aces for Animals Tennis Mixer. It's going to help A-Hope build this affordable spay-neuter clinic in Milton. This is happening on June 14th. It starts at 5 p.m., $50 if you want to play, $20 if you just want to watch. Food and drink is included in the player and spectator admission price. It's hard court play. There's a raffle, silent auction. We love our silent auctions. Prizes. It's going to be at the Roger Scott Tennis Center, Summit Boulevard in Pensacola, June 14th, starting at 5 p.m. Sponsorships are still available. They still need players. Paige Carey let me know that they still need players, sponsors, everybody. Go out and support this. For more information, you can send an email to events at ahope, the number 4src.com, or just go to ahope, the number 4src.com/clinic coming soon. If you want to check out that clinic, it's great. This is really going to help our area with our keeping the pet population controlled. June 14th, 5 p.m., $50 to play, $20 to watch. Aces for Animals, the A-Hope fundraiser there. Go check that out. Also, got a lot to get to, a little bit of time. Grab your hat and round up your posse, because we're giving domestic violence the boot. This is coming up June 21st, Friday, June 21st, from 6 to 10 at the Escambia County Equestrian Center. It is the Favor House Roundup. Favor House of Northwest Florida is partnering with Cat Country 98.7 and area restaurants to throw a country western theme party to raise critical funds to help domestic violence victims in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Now, this is June 21st from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Equestrian Center on Mobile Highway in Pensacola. Favor House Roundup is gearing up for a toe-tapping, knee-slapping good time in support of a good cause. We're going to have music by Blackwater Country. There's going to be a walkabout food tasting, dancing, mechanical bull and rodeo roper, bourbon and wine pulls, live auction and experience packages, much more. They're throwing a party for 400 supporters who want to give back and have a great time with friends while doing it. Financial support raised from fundraising events like the Roundup is vital to the programs and services that that they provide nonstop for victims of domestic violence. They need to raise at least $400,000 every year from the community to stay effective. So get out there and support this. This is going to be the early bird price of $50 was until the end of May, but now ticket prices are $60. Starting on June 1st, that was went up to $60. The ground is hard-packed dirt, so they recommend saving your fancy shoes for a different event. Come hungry and eat all you care to eat. Lastly, bring your competitive spirit because you will find it rewarding. Learn more and purchase tickets at favorhouse.org. All right, what else have we got on tap? Let me see. All right, we've got the Ronald McDonald House Firecracker 5K, the red, white, and blue kickoff. For 4th of July will be the Ronald McDonald House Firecracker 5K. Let's see. This is going to be happening on Saturday, June 29th. Ronald McDonald House Charities of Northwest Florida hosts its annual Firecracker 5K presented by Hill Kelly Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. This is going to be on Saturday, June 29th. It starts at 7 a.m. Participants have the option to run or walk the 5K course, which begins and ends at Seville Quarter. This event is fun for the whole family and even features a free kids fun run presented by WEAR Cares. Registration is $35. It includes your race bib, your t-shirt, and finisher's medal. Registration will increase to $40 on June 28th. Packet pickup will also be happening Friday, June 28th from 4 to 7 at Apple Annie's inside Seville Quarter. If you can't make it to pick up your packet, make sure to get there early enough on the race day to grab your packet from 6 to 6:45 a.m. For those who would like to support this but can't attend the race, you can also register for the virtual run or walk option. That's awesome. You'll still get the same prizes and the medal. Kick off your 4th of July by running in your best red, white, and blue attire. Support families every step of the way. This is going to be a great event, so check that out. For more information, you can go to Facebook. They have a Ronald McDonald's House page on there, RMHC Northwest Florida, and that's going to be a great event, the Ronald McDonald House Firecracker 5K. And don't forget about our air show market sponsored by the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. This is going to be coming up Friday, July 12th and Saturday, July 13th, 7 to 4 p.m. This is going to be a great event. Presented by our Blue Wahoos, Crumble Cookies, Traveling Tom's Coffee, Blue Flamingo, Freeze-Dried Eats, that's freeze-dried candy, Blue Flamingo, this is, I haven't tried it yet, I've been hearing a lot about it, Sun Chill, 10-10s, The Crafted Markery, let's see here, Caesar's Concessions, the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce, let's see, Jeremiah's Italian Ice, Kona Ice, Goonie Beds, A Hero, there's going to be everybody out there, it's going to be great. It's the Blues Beachside Bazaar presented by the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Also, want to let you know, we've got bands on the beach every Tuesday at the Beachside Pavilion, Gulfside Pavilion at Pensacola Beach. This is going to be every Tuesday. Let me get back to my notes here. All right, so every Tuesday at 7 p.m., the Gulfside Pavilion at Casino Beach. The next one coming up is going to be June 18th, 1211 is coming. They're like an R&B soul group, lots of vocalists. It's going to be a great time. From the stuff I've been hearing on the little ads there, they sound amazing. So that's going to be coming up. Got lots of stuff this summer for musical outdoor events. We got Blues on the Bay. We got bands on the beach. We got bands on the bayou. We've got bands on the Blackwater. We got opera al fresco. And we've also got the 10th annual Fish House Craft Beer Festival coming up on June 15th on the Fish House deck in downtown Pensacola. I mean, if you don't have something to do around here, then I feel for you because, man, there is so much just happening, popping all around us. 437-1620, it's National Making Life Beautiful Day. Let me know what you do to make life beautiful. Somebody texted in. Mike said, I help people every day keep their homes pest-free. Well, thank you for the work that you do. We need that. It's very important. I saw a cockroach in my apartment last night that was so big. I don't know if I've ever seen a cockroach or a, what do you call them, palmetto bug, I guess you call them down here. I have never seen one that big in my life. It was scary. And when we tried to get him out the first time and we tried to shoo him on out, we lost where he was. And a big guy like that, yeah, it was very scary. So, yeah, it was a little troubling getting back to sleep last night. But, yeah, so thank you for the work that you do. Thank you for listening. 437-1620, let me know about what you do to make life a little bit more beautiful for yourself and for the people around you. What is a small random act of kindness that somebody has done for you lately that just really made you sit up and think, you know, wow, that's amazing. That made my life better. Let me know about it. 437-1620. I've talked about the Favor House Roundup, Bands on the Beach. We've got the A-Hope Tennis Mixer. I mean, there's so much going on. If you have any questions about these events, if you missed a date or whatever, you can always check out our podcast online at newsradio923.com or on the app, or just send me a text or call me, 437-1620, and I will get that information to you. My name is Jake Walker. It's Pep Talk with Jake Walker. I'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors. At 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
The doctor's office that mixed up your files has your Social Security number. The power company that mistakenly cut your service has your payment info and last three addresses. Your info is in endless places that could accidentally expose your info to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, PreventChildAbuseFL.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe. All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, everybody get ready. Let's count it down. You know it. Come on, sing with me. Let's do it. News Radio Pensacola. Love that song. That countdown, man. Even though the first part of the countdown is kind of like, meh, meh. It's almost like doing like a goat impression. Like, meh, meh. Oh, man, the fainting goats. You seen those? You just run up on them and just boo, and then they just fall down and faint. I know people like that. I used to be like that when I was a kid. 437-1620, News Radio, Pensacola. It's the Pep Talk with your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me. 437-1620, you can text or call the show. Oh, yeah, it's National Making Life Beautiful Day. What is something that is done for you, or what do you do for other people that makes life a little bit more beautiful? Let me know. 437-1620, been getting some great texts on this. Somebody was shouting out to their neighbor, Pip. I guess the other day they came over with a chainsaw and helped remove out some trees that had fallen in a recent storm. So neighbor Pip doing some great things there. People helping the homeless by going to the dollar store, purchasing snacks and stuff like that, and giving it out to the homeless a couple times a month. That's a great idea. At 72, I still say yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. And thank you, etc. But I also let others go ahead of me in line when they've got fewer items. Yeah, do you ever do that at the grocery store? I did that just the other day. I had a whole buggy full of stuff, and a lady was right behind me in the line, and she had, you know, I think a 2-liter drink and a snack, you know, like a snack cake or something. And I'm like, yeah, just go in front of me. It's going to take me a minute. I'm going to strike up a conversation with the person that's running the register anyway. I'm going to sit there and just, you know, chew the cud for like, you know, at least 5 minutes. So please go ahead of me, because I don't want that pressure. You know, I want you to go ahead and get along your way. You only have a couple items. You ever do that? Let me know. 437-1620. Do you return your carts when you're done? I know everybody does. Everybody that listens to this show, I'm sure, returns their shopping carts when they're done. Even if you've got kids and whatnot. It's just something we do. News Radio Pensacola's Pep Talk with Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. I've been talking about a lot of great events. I mentioned all the concert series we have in the summer. We really do have a very musical community. We really do. We have lots of concerts, lots of ways to see live music every night of the week. Bands on the Beach coming up. Let's see. The next is going to be... didn't I say it was 12-11? Yes, 12-11. That's going to be on June 11th, which is kind of confusing. I'm still working that out. But June 11th, wait a minute, what day is it? It's today, Tuesday. Yeah, so tonight, 12-11 on 6-11, which is, okay. And then the 18th, next Tuesday, we're going to have Float Like a Buffalo. I'm friends with them on Facebook. June 25th, Vinyl Revival. That's going to be really cool. July, we've got lots of great bands going on up into August, ending out with Christy D's Bad Juju on August 27th. So something every Tuesday all the way up through there. Tyler Mack, Blackwater Country again, Astronauts, Yard Lights, Storm Folk, On the Rocks, Still Standing, the tribute to Elton John, all that in July and August. Blues on the Bay, June 30th is the next one. It's going to be the Blenders. And then July 7th is a rain date in case they need that. Bands on the Bayou, July 27th, Cowboy Park, and October 5th, the Bay Ridge Band. What else do we have here? Bands on the Blackwater, June 14th will be the Modern El Dorados. August 13th is still to be announced. And then September and October, they're still announcing their bands. So keep an eye on that, Bands on the Blackwater. Check them out on Facebook when they announce those bands. There's something always to do here in Pensacola. I love this area. I love being by the beach. It's just beautiful here. People are beautiful. Diana says, I give my umbrella to people stuck walking in the rain. Wow, that's awesome. Do you expect it back, or do you just kind of just give it to them and let them take it on their way? Umbrellas are pretty cheap, so that would be cool. Yeah, that's very, very nice. What do you do? 437-1620. We only got about 5 minutes left. I got to take a commercial break. We've got all that stuff we got to do, but you know, I'll be right back after this. If you have any questions, comments, please let me know before we run out of time today. 9 to 11 weekdays here on News Radio Pensacola. We got Pep Talk with Jake Walker. We got the Pensacola Expert Panel. We got news and events. We got wacky headlines. We got music that we're talking about. We've got your calls and texts. We're just having a great time here. We're making life beautiful on National Making Life Beautiful Day. 437-1620. I'll be right back after this.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, 1211 takes the stage. Playing a mix of classic oldies, top 40, country, and hip-hop, 1211 is an energetic and dynamic pop R&B band. So grab your blanket and lawn chair and enjoy Bands on the Beach this Tuesday at 7.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the drama around Juanes Pagoda's request for the Santa Rosa County deal to be extended and why it really didn't need to be so dramatic, but it was. Also, the text messages case. Commissioner Bergosh trying to use county resources to get back the text messages that he says were stolen from him, and why I think the defendants in this case, including the Pensacola News Journal, are right and he's wrong. And what's the right way to cook and to eat corn on the cob? That was our frivolous topic. You can catch all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola. Pep Talk with your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. Look me up on Facebook, Jake Walker. You'll see a big microphone and a bunch of buttons and faders and stuff, and that's me. Send me a Facebook request, and we'll be friends. 437-1620. Diana texted back in, said, yeah, I do give my umbrella to people stuck in the rain, and it gets pretty expensive. I bet. So thank you for that charity, because I'm sure those people use that umbrella past that point, you know, every time it rains, and they think of you and your kind deed. So thank you for doing that. It's National Making Life Beautiful Day. I heard Andrew just talking on that promo ad about how to cook corn on the cob. Well, if I'm not outdoor barbecuing and I'm putting it on the grill, I'm boiling it. I'm boiling that corn. It's so good, because then when you bite into it, it's just all that hot boiling water is stuck in those little kernels, and then you just burn your face off, and it's amazing. I love corn on the cob. It's not painful at all. 437-1620 is our number. We always love your calls and texts. Thank you for joining me today. I will be back tomorrow. My name is Jake Walker. Pep Talk.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.